Hello everyone. Last week I made a video where I said, despite all the naysaying and despite all the negativity around on social media, that Restore did the right thing, Rupert Lowe did the right thing by challenging Reform and Andy Burnham in Makerfield. And one of the reasons I said this was strategically good is that because it is a high profile seat, because the national media has attention on Makerfield, because the Labour Party faithful have an active interest in Andy Burnham's career prospects and leadership challenge against Keir Starmer. Because of that, and because Reform are trying to stop Andy Burnham getting that seat, obviously all eyes are on Makerfield. And I said, well, they could throw a cat among the pigeons here, because as long as they're in the race, the media has to cover them. And as we're going to see, this is already paying dividends. The Elon Musk has been pushing for Rupert Lowe again. This is not actually a new thing. He's said that Lowe is the real deal and Farage is a fake before. But he is now doing that in the context of a live, active debate that all eyes are on, because Elon Musk talks about it, then the media have to cover it, and then the media are talking about Restore again and not Reform. You see how this works? It's very good. So let us, before we have a look at some of the stories and before I break down exactly what's happening here further, you have only a few days left to use promo code COOL to buy courses at the academic agency. Buy it now. I'll play the ad, one of the last times I'm going to play this bad boy. And then when we come back, I'm going to go into detail as to why I think Restore continue to play well with this. I think they had a good candidate in Rebecca, and I think it's playing out pretty well. All right, anyway, let's play the ad. Everybody wants to be cool, like this guy. This guy is cool. Do you know who else is cool? People who do courses at the academic agency. And you too can be cool by getting a course today with promo code COOL, which gets you 25% off all courses today. Promo code COOL. So why are the media talking about Restore, and why are they basically forced to cover this? Well, you actually have an interesting alignment of incentives here. The left want Andy Burnham to win, and therefore left-wing journalists in the press want Andy Burnham to win. They think that Restore is going to split the right-wing vote, as do Reform supporters, therefore allowing Andy Burnham the win. Okay, and they, obviously on the left, they want this to happen. And obviously they also want to stop Farage at all costs. That's what the left want to do. Reform are also saying this. Obviously their aim is to defeat Andy Burnham. They think that Restore, even if they only get a few percentage points, could be enough to swing the difference. I will say one of the great ironies of this line of attack from Reform has been their continued insistence that Restore are fringe, that Restore, you know, aren't going to get anywhere, that they're not serious, but also their sheer blind panic at the fact that now they've gone out door knocking. Lots of locals seem to know who Restore are. Lots of people are talking about Restore. Restore have ground game. Restore have presence. The media are talking about Restore. And it's one of those things where the more it's like the Streisand effect. The more Matt Goodwin and friends try to sit on the lid, the more the genie bursts out of the bottle. Okay, but anyway, let's have a look at a couple of stories here, because it was The Guardian. I noticed that we're reporting this. I'm not going to get a subscription to The Guardian. So sorry, love you guys, but you know. So Elon Musk retweets signals right-wing split that could help Andy Burnham in Makerfield, okay? So that's really where the left are getting their kind of hope, you know, they're seeing hope in this. But in a strange way, that means that they are kind of promoting Rupert Lowe. This is like a very strange double-edged sword for the left, because do they want to, like, do they know what they're unleashing here? On at the same time, it means that more and more people are getting to know Rupert. And I said that this would happen in the, you know, that people would get to know him better. Now they're getting to know him better. So this is a pretty good development. Obviously, Musk, you know, has got a huge platform that is going to get more and more eyeballs on it as well. The HuffPost, another kind of risible liberal left rag, really, just horrible publication, says Nigel Farage slams Elon Musk for backing a rival right-wing party in Makerfield by-election. The reform leader has spectacularly fallen out with the ex-owner. So they're trying to make the story more Farage versus Musk. They're trying to kind of like, you know, they're not mentioning Lowe, they're not mentioning Restore. Nice try, Kevin. That's not going to work. You know, they're trying to make it a kind of psychodrama, a kind of feud between Musk and Farage. Meanwhile, over on the Independent, they instead notably made it the Farage and Lowe feud over Musk's support as Makerfield contest looms. This is a little bit more impish by the Indie, because what they're doing, what David Hughes or his, you know, his whoever writes the headlines, forget what they call it now, was it byline editor? I can't remember what they call it. But he is now trying to like heighten the idea that there is a split in the right, a split in the right. What interests me here is that the same. So when you have a right wing party that is ascendant, on the left, they have this thing called the they basically have a pact where they'll stand down or they'll be like anything to beat the fascists, basically. OK. And, you know, this happened in Germany. It happens in France. It's also happened in various different seats here before. And so, yeah, you get this situation where, you know, let's say it's Labour, Lib Dems and the Greens, maybe, and Labour have got a better shot. Maybe the Lib Dems and the Greens say, look, we won't contest this because, you know, the greater good of keeping Farage out may be more important, something like this. Okay. Well, there's nothing to say that that same logic cannot play out on the right. And what's been very interesting to me is that the establishment, people like Jacob Rees-Mogg and the Conservatives, are saying, well, obviously the shot here is reform. The shot here is reform. What Restore are hoping to do is to say, actually, we are the right-wing option, and it's reform who need to stand down. We are the actual shot. We are the option. It is you who's splitting the vote, not us. It's an interesting gambit, but, I mean, look at what happened in the local elections. It was a smash. As this campaign in Makerfield has gone on, Restore are getting more visible. Some of their own internal polling has shown as much as 26, 27% of people in Makerfield are prepared to vote for Restore. Now the press are giving them proper coverage, okay, by dint of Elon Musk and by dint of the kind of focus on this seat. If they start being asked, like, so one of the problems that smaller parties have is that when they do polling, when, you know, big organizations or YouGov or whatever do polling, they don't ask the respondents about this party. Okay, they don't ask them about Restore. If they were put on that kind of question sheet, though, right, and if it was like, say, do you want Rupert Lowe's Restore or Nigel Farage's Reform, and it was put as a choice, I can bet your bottom dollar that most patriots are going to go for Restore if they have any idea who they are. And that was the thing that I always said kind of had the chance. This is why I always saw Rupert as the shot to stop Nigel, who's fake. Rupert the real deal, Nigel the fake. Because I always thought that my same logic, that I prefer Rupert to Nigel would also carry with all other Patriots. And it's like, so far, the test case, the local elections have proven that. Now this Makerfield will be the next kind of proof of concept. Whether they'll be able to pull it off or not is another question. But I think that why, like, this story must cause his rift between Lowe and Farage is actually a good story for Restore and a bad story for Reform. Why? It gets more eyeballs on Restore, and it's constantly getting, on a subliminal level, getting people to think, whoever comes into contact with it, getting people to think, do I want Nigel or do I want Rupert? Do I want Reform or do I want Restore? It's becoming a choice. It's becoming a choice all the time. And the more this choice, let's just say, manifests itself, the more the pendulum will swing to Restore. Because in a direct heads up, again, it's the real deal versus the fake, versus the iron law of oligarchied, establishment-owned, establishment-compliant Nigel, versus Rupert, who repeatedly says he just doesn't care about what people think, even though he's going to, you know, comply with the law, not going to do anything illegal. As things stand, Restore don't have all of the blemishes that have soured so many people on Reform. And as long as that remains the case, they have a good advantage, provided they can pick spots like this where the media has to focus on them. So I think this is an unalloyed win for Restore. There are all sorts of other stories and people talking and people bickering back and forth in the, you know, online community and Twitter and so on and so forth. But look, you can either see those things as teething problems, or you can just say, well, at some level, they just don't matter. What I would say at this time is that whatever other shenanigans are going on with Restore, their current strategy is paying off. It is actually working, because they're getting into the national conversation through really quite, if you think about what they've put up, Jess Rebecca Shepherd's deposit, right? They've put her deposit up and they've contested one seat, and yet they're generating all these headlines. They're getting all of this national and even international attention now. Very smart, very kind of, min-maxed, to say the least. So good job for Restore. Another positive video for me today, and I'll see you next time. Pick up a course. It's your last chance, by the way. Promo code COOL. Bye-bye. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.